Good morning. High pressure building in overnight, cleared skies out, and temperatures dropped on a slight northwest breeze, which has since diminished. As a result, we have a clear and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the single digits across the higher terrain to the lower to mid-teens across the valley locations. We will have a fair amount of sunshine during the day today with little wind and mixing. Temperatures will struggle, but still in most cases reach the middle 20s for afternoon highs, with some upper 20s to around 30 in the valleys. High clouds will gradually increase by the end of the day and begin to thicken this evening as a low pressure wave tracks through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada tonight. With this wave of low pressure, a cold front will approach, touching off scattered snow showers, especially in the western portions of the Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and Catskills by sunrise on Tuesday, with a light dusting of accumulation possible in these areas. The snow will become steadier during the day on Tuesday, and a wave of low pressure along that trailing cold front will form over the Delmarva Peninsula. We'll look for 1 to 3 inches of snow in most places by sunset on Tuesday, and steadier snow will persist into the evening and overnight hours. As that secondary wave tracks up the coast, the snow could be heavy at times across interior New York and New England overnight on Tuesday, but wind down by sunrise on Wednesday. Still, most locations in interior New York and New England will pick up as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow. Higher amounts are possible in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, and most of the Adirondacks and Vermont, with some places reaching up to 10 to 12 inches of snow in these areas. There could be a bit of a mix, with the precipitation changing over to rain in parts of the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England initially, and in these locations, accumulations will be cut back a bit. Still, most of these places should pick up as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow. Leftover snow showers are likely during the day on Wednesday as much colder air flows in. Temperatures will start out close to 20, but then fall through the afternoon. Frigid air, despite mostly sunny skies on Thursday, only 5 to 10 above, staying in the teens with a mix of sun and clouds Friday, and dry weather over the weekend with temperatures moderating into the 20s Saturday and into the lower 30s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system dropping from the northern plains into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes during the day will prompt blizzard warnings for eastern portions of North and South Dakota, where 3 to 6 inches of snow is expected, along with wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. These features will result in blowing snow and whiteout conditions. The heaviest snow accumulations, however, are expected east across the lakeshore regions of Wisconsin and western Michigan, where over a foot of snow will fall. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued from the upper Midwest to Michigan and will stay in effect into the evening. The areas impacted by this winter storm will experience dangerous or even impossible travel conditions. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 9 below zero, with a west wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 43 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 11 degrees, the dew point 3, 70% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny, near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with snow showers in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 40 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 26, that's 3 degrees above normal. 3/10 of an inch of snow yesterday for the month, 15.2 inches, and 28.9 inches for the season, which is 3.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:03 p.m., 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, cold today, with highs ranging from the lower teens to the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow showers possible by sunrise, lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow showers possible by sunrise and lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow moving in overnight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow showers possible by sunrise and lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow showers possible by sunrise and lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow likely, perhaps mixed with some rain in the valleys south of the greater Capital District, highs in the lower to mid 30s. Snow overnight, Tuesday night, perhaps heavy at times, winding down by Wednesday morning. Windy, becoming colder with snow showers Wednesday, highs near 20. Mostly sunny, 5 to 10 above on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower teens on Friday. Mostly sunny, back to 20 on Saturday. And sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday with highs back into the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.